they said we back at it again. So once again, another week, more controversy. Always fucking controversy with this show, it seems like. Sean,
what it do, my people?
Chad,
whoa, let's get active.
E,
what the business is?
And if you don't know by now, I'm JV. So diving into this thing like this, 2021 NBA Finals. We finna make these predictions right quick. Again, for whatever reason, I done said it 12 times. It ain't gonna change.
Finish in six.
You an ignorant motherfucker.
We're gonna win four in a row. I mean, two in a row.
Yeah, you a non-counting motherfucker.
Been a long night.
What the fuck is daytime?
Oh.
Then shut your ass up.
Been a long day.
Phoenix ain't winning shit.
Man, we Phoenix, come Phoenix back, baby. It's 2-2.
They gonna come back. Two, two. Come two, back two, where? Two, two. Come back again.
We lost two straight. We finna win two straight. In this shit.
That what you think?
Well, that's what I know.
That what you know?
We hey home court.
So you want to bet 200 that Phoenix sweep the next two games?
That ain't my team, though. But hey, check it out.
Fuck that. You just said that what they're gonna do. So let's bet 200 they sweep the next two games.
I bet a doggy treat and a doggy basket.
I knew you weren't gonna say shit.
Real shit
fucked
though.
Up,
real shit. How the format is? Is it home, then away and home, or is it home
it's
and away?
2-2-1-1-1.
Okay. So is it home away? Is it home?
Phoenix next, then it's in Milwaukee.
Phoenix got
then
two at
it's
home.
Back in Phoenix.
Yeah,
okay. If we go that far.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
It might not make it past Milwaukee.
I don't think so. I'm going to tell you like this. Milwaukee win in Phoenix.
It ain't
coming out of Milwaukee.
It's over.
You cancel. Bro, Phoenix.
I don't think Chris Middleton is going to give me 40 next game.
He don't got to. Because Giannis will give you ass 40.
Talk to me.
Yeah, but Chris Paul ain't gonna have another bad game like that.
Man, you crazy as fuck. Chris Paul been having bad games not. Like that.
I'm gonna tell you.
That was a bad game. Right,
I'm gonna tell you. So hold on. They hold that was, depends that was, on that Chris
was
Paul.
That was,
it was bad.
Man, but, that's probably the worst playoff game in his career.
That was a bad game. That's horrible.
Listen, listen to him.
Couldn't even hold the ball in his hand.
What about that game when he was at
got hurt.
With Clippers.
We got hurt.
And they had a 7-point lead in the fourth quarter against
Houston.
Against OKC Thunder. And they let the Thunder come back and win that game.
That's the game he got hurt?
Nah. That's just the game where I think he had two bad turnovers.
He had two bad turnovers in that game.
So let's speak of these turnovers. He ain't had double-digit turnovers in no series until now. That bitch got 17 up.
I mean.
Hey,
my ass.
Hey, but
he ain't had double-digit turnovers. We ain't talking about a game.
He got a torn ligament in his hand, though.
We talking about complete series. No series that he's played this year. Until now,
but
he had double-digit turnovers.
But he hurt his hand in
he
this series, right?
He turned that motherfucker over living right now.
His hand was hurting in his last series.
What series? Clippers?
Yeah. He was hurting the last series. And then that don't count either because he put up 36 in game one.
Right. That was all pure emotion, though, man.
Hold on.
That was pure emotion, G.
Fuck all that. Don't give me that motherfucking trying to get excuses now. You want to grab your wrist at the end of the game. You seen him. Act like you saw him.
Hey, he fell down kind of hard.
I ain't trying to hit it. You have to
he got a bad back because of Beverly.
You right.
He clipped him.
Bad back.
Yeah, he clipped him. He ran up on the dude and he fell on his ass and hurt his tailbone. He's still feeling that shit too.
How do you know what that man feeling in his ass?
He was still holding it back.
Check this out. I agree. I understand that he ain't in the
best 100%.
Ain't nobody 100%.
And that's my main thing about that is I think his age is playing more of a problem than the injuries is because I mean he 36 he ain't what he used. I'm not saying he bad, but he if this is old Chris Paul 32-30, it's a different series.
On me,
you know what I'm saying? But this is 36, and he ain't just going up against somebody that ain't got defense. Holiday is a number one defense.
But I don't need Chris Paul.
So is it his age playing into it, or is it that defense on that age?
It's both because if this is Chris Paul when he's 30 or 32. I know Drew Holiday got defense, but Chris Paul is a different animal altogether.
So let's talk about it like this, then.
But I don't need Chris Paul throwing to give me 30. Chris Paul give me less turnovers.
But Chris Paul at 30 and 32 was still injury plagued in the playoffs. And that's the same thing that's kind of happening right now. I mean, you could call it making an excuse if you want to, but
he had been hurt.
All playoffs long, it seemed like it's always something with him in the playoffs. You had the shoulder with the Lakers,
the hamstring.
You had pull hamstring. The COVID shit going on with the goddamn Clipper series. It's always something with Chris Paul. Now he's talking about his wrist. I don't even know how legitimate the wrist is, but I can't tell this man what he feeling.
Buckle up for game five is up.
And man,
we gonna win that bit.
It's always been injuries with him, but what I'm saying is injuries at 36 is different from injuries at 32.
But injuries at 30 and 32 cost them the chance for the finals.
Yeah. Yeah. And I understand what you're saying, but turnovers
costing them the finals right now. They had 17 turnovers.
I know how many
turnovers. They had 17 turnovers and they gave us 17 offensive rebounds. They cut that shit in half, they win game.
But they're a small team. But and, do they? And the Bucks are a big team. The Bucks are one of the biggest teams in the league.
It ain't about big, it's about them freaking turnovers. If they cut them turnovers in half, they would win that game. They could have won game. They could have won last game.
So
they
hold on. Let me do you.
They lost the whole game.
It ain't about cutting turnovers in half. They cut them turnovers in half. It still ain't no guarantee that they make those shots. So shit, I'm gonna tell you,
Booker was cooking.
Yeah, shit, Book was cooking. But the X fact in this shit is, somebody tell Giannis, bitch, shoot another three. Shoot another. You ain't got no business with your 20% three-point shooting ass.
I don't think
to be out there in the playoffs jacking threes when everything is on the line. You shooting 70% in the paint, man. If you don't get your ass down low and fucking dominate, what is you doing? Like, why is nobody talking to him?
He think he Chris Middleton.
And I don't know who he think he is, but he don't need to shoot another three.
And you know what? I just thought of something, too. We say it's Chris Paul's fault. Last game is
DeAndre Ayton. He showed up on the glass.
Last game.
Who that white boy that got hurt? That told ACL. They missing him right now in the paint from Phoenix.
Sarge. He ain't a big. He ain't a shooter.
He more of a guard.
Yeah,
like,
he a shooter.
He's tall, small.
He tall though.
He a big. He about 16.
He's 16.
He won a European big.
He a hybrid.
Yeah, he a European big. He shoot. But like I was saying, I think we say Chris Paul was a problem. I think the reason they lost game four was because of, I think it was Book's fault.
Book got tired, but Book got in foul trouble.
That's why it was Book's fault. That last foul was not a foul that you need to pick up.
Hey,
because
but,
you cooking.
But Book been in foul trouble all playoffs. This ain't new.
I understand that, but I'm saying how he got that last foul.
Yeah, off that loose ball foul.
You didn't get that foul off playing defense.
You got that foul playing unnecessary defense.
Off of them.
Emotion.
He was a bad one, too.
He was in this field.
He already had a bad one.
He already had a bad two.
Because the way he was cooking last night.
He had no bad two.
He was five. That was game two. He had a bad three out of 16.
That was game three.
No, he had another bad game.
He had
10 points one game. Then he had, like 16 one other game.
He shot 30.
Dude, Chris Paul been the one having the bad games, man. Chris Paul had a great game one since then.
All right.
MIA.
I bet money when he look up this box score, he'll tell you. But anyway, hey, back what I was saying. Bam, you need to show up.
Who?
I mean, not Bam. What the fuck are you
talking about? Aiden.
Aiden.
What? He had 17 boards.
Yeah, like, but he need to
goddamn. So you saying he need to give you some points?
Damn right.
I mean, I can feel.
Give me 20 and 20, goddamn it.
20. You ain't asking 20 for him.
Game one, he almost had 20. He had 19 and 20.
But that's not a night in, night out thing.
That ain't what he do.
But controlling the glass and controlling the paint is what he do for you.
But he can do that, though. Fuck Lopez.
Man, you talking real reckless right now.
Man, he ought to be killing Lopez.
Or is Lopez killing them? Because they can't stop Giannis or Brook in the paint.
That's what I'm saying. He got to be killing Lopez. Lopez ain't no mobile person.
He ain't got
to
be.
Lopez ain't really the one holding him, though.
And European big.
Lopez is holding. Yes, he is.
So it ain't Greek freak. So who is Greek holding?
They powerful.
Crowd.
Yeah.
Greek ain't holding Crowd.
Now, Crowd is small for it. I don't know. I gotta look that up.
Greek is holding.
Who that power for?
Just like Greek blocked that alley-oop dunk,
bro.
He holding Aiden
again. Bruh. Chris, I mean, Jay Crowder is playing power forward.
What he had game three? 10. 3 for 17. 42. What he shot though? 3 for 17. 3 for 14. 3 for 14. No, that second game. What he shot that second game though? 12 for 25. That ain't 50%.
That's damn near.
What first game?
He shot 48%.
The first game he shot 8 for 21.
That's bad.
But they won.
I know, but that's still bad.
How many times he got to the free throw line?
I don't know. That's still.
I mean, James Harden do it all the time. Y'all don't say nothing. Shut up.
AI 21 pretty bad. That's like 39%. 38.
What's the point did you make?
No. I say he shot bad twice. I ain't say he had two bad games. I say he shot bad twice. That's two bad games.
You said he had two bad games.
That's two bad shooting games.
He had one bad game. Don't try to correct that shit up.
Don't be trying to clean it up now.
Hey, did he shoot bad twice? Yes or no? He shot bad
once. He ain't score bad twice. And when you got more attempts than points, that's pretty bad. Anyway.
Hold up. Oh, you mean that third game?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one game.
And that second, that other game, too.
No, he didn't.
What did he, you say 8 out of 21,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 21. He had 27 points. 27.
Just shut up, dude.
That's still kind of bad, though.
No, it's not.
It's still.
They won the game.
This dude.
I ain't say about the win or loss. I'm talking about his.
Kobe didn't shoot great at every fucking playoff game, so don't miss me with that bullshit.
Kobe didn't shot air balls
in the playoffs, so don't fucking do this shit.
That was a rookie. That don't count.
I don't give a fuck.
What you mean it don't count? Isn't his playoff career?
And that was his first playoff run, wasn't it?
This is his first playoff run.
Oh, thank you. He come out the bench, though.
What the hell I got to do with the price of rice in China?
That's gotta do it a lot because he ain't got no experience playing it in the game.
What got a lot to do?
He gotta have experience, baby. He ain't got no experience.
What you mean he got experience?
I'm talking about Kobe at the time. He ain't had no experience. He would come out the bench.
Why are we talking about
it? Man, y'all brought Kobe. Gonna leave Kobe alone. RIP Kobe. Don't ever bring up Kobe and Booker again. I don't want to hear about this baby mama Kobe.
Ain't nobody compared to him.
Everybody talking about he baby Kobe. No, ain't nobody say that. Who, they have been saying he booked the baby Kobe.
Ain't nobody on this panel said that.
Oh, I thought y'all might have been saying something like that.
How the hell did you hear us say that?
I don't know. I mean, man, we know what Kobe is.
We know what Kobe is. Everybody sitting at this table to speak their mind. What are you talking about? Ain't nobody asked you to think. You don't do that very well.
All right. Well, I do enough.
Shut up. You do a lot of it. You don't do it well, motherfucker.
Shut up.
So.
Game five, what you get? I got the Bucks. Game five.
You think they gonna beat them at home?
Yeah, I do.
With that crowd,
I'm gonna tell you like this.
With the game four boy in the stadium,
I'm gonna tell you like this. Bucks gonna win game five, but if the Suns wanna try and win, it's gonna be Chris Paul. It's all on Chris Paul.
Chris Paul showing up. Book that. Chris Paul showing up. He ain't even had no bad game like that again. Okay. Book that.
What you mean he ain't gonna have a bad game like that?
Not like that.
Man,
that was horrible.
Check his resume in these playoffs. Mm-hmm. Not the final. Look at him in the playoffs. He didn't have bad games like that.
Chris Paul been playing decent, he done had nights where he gave you six points.
Like he didn't have bad games like that.
But majority of the playoffs, he been playing good, besides him getting hurt.
Boy,
again, yeah, you can see his print on the game.
Very low.
Chad, who you got game? Who you got game five? Think about it now. Think about it. We at home now.
Who the hell is we? You a Phoenix fan now?
I mean, I'm going for Phoenix. That ain't my team. But
why you want Phoenix to win?
We?
Because I don't like the Greek. I don't like his game. I'm like nothing about the Greek.
Anyway, why you like game five?
Game five. I'm motherfucking going with the motherfucking animal over there. You know who it is. 240 back point games. Ain't nobody on Phoenix team ever did that.
Well, we don't know because
we do know.
Booker might get 40. Booker might do it Saturday.
Shut the fuck up.
He might do it Saturday. He got his 43. He might get another 43. That'd be two.
He might.
So
you want to bet?
I bet he don't.
I don't want to bet, but he might get 40.
So you banking on what may happen in the future?
I'm telling you, because we got home court advantage. We got that crowd.
You keep saying we?
That crowd going to be so hype, bro. I'm trying to tell you.
Why
we
got
five Phoenix. We up
book
by,
them, Danny.
We win about right. Eight.
Since we book them, Danny.
Since we talking about it like that, I may win a lottery this week, shit.
You might.
I hope you do. Good look now, boy.
Hey, don't forget about your boy.
Wow.
I'm gonna have that little twink in my eye.
So we already know you going with Phoenix. It ain't even no point in asking you, dumb ass.
We got the better coach. We got the better player.
Who's this week?
Who's
shit?
The better player?
What better player? Boy, shut the fuck up.
Better player than who?
Giannis.
Yeah.
No.
Giannis is limited.
Hold
man.
Up. Check this out.
Got weaknesses.
Check this out.
What weaknesses Book have besides defense?
And let me ask you a question. What do his shooting have to do with his dominance? Shaq couldn't shoot, but you couldn't stop that motherfucker neither. Now could you?
See, you talking about game. You talking about game. Book got more game.
Book ain't more dominant.
Well, dominant, that's fine. He can dominate the game in the paint, but when you need a bucket, who you gonna get the ball to?
So he can't go get you a bucket in the paint
when you down by when you down by three, who you gonna get the ball to?
And once
you said three, you throwing in different variables.
Okay, don't matter. Okay, when you need a free throw, who you gonna get the ball to?
If you down by three, they gonna give it to Chris Middleton. He already know the answer to these
questions. If you down by 2 points, if you down by two, all you gotta do is foul this dude. He gonna miss one of them.
Maybe.
Ain't no maybe. He's shooting under 50%. He gonna miss one of them.
And then the finals, he done had a game where he shot.
That's one game.
But check this out.
That game.
But check this out then.
No, that wasn't just last game. That was the game before
they
count
that
one. 13-17.
Okay, well, check this out. Then. Since we talking about
this, only dude I know that shoot air ball at the free throw line every game.
So since we talking about Greek Freak,
he at home.
Since we talking about Greek Freak,
he going back to Phoenix. It's gonna be loud. It's gonna be rowdy.
We talking about Greek Freak and Book.
And you do
Book.
Realize
they ask you that. So who's next? Who's the next best player
on the team?
Yeah,
you got Middleton.
Who's the next best player for Phoenix?
But who gonna stop Middleton?
Who's the next best player for Phoenix?
CP.
Okay, then let's go down the list again.
Who gonna match Middleton points?
Who's the next best player
finna do it?
I think
the next best player for Phoenix is Aiden.
And he ain't finna match Middleton points.
Middleton is off and on. He's like an off and on switch. He come true. In, he come out.
That's
he come
true.
In, he come out.
That's
he
true.
Come in, he come out.
That's true.
He gave you 40. He gave you 40.
That's fine. But what has he been doing in these playoffs?
He still has a shot.
Yeah, but his off and on is 40-20.
He like a baby KD.
His off is better than a lot of your starters' best games.
I don't know about all that.
His off is 20 points.
CP had a good game like that too. Now
his off is 20 points. But what's your next best player?
Adam. He gave you 20-19.
That's
game one.
But he ain't gonna give you 40.
And that's his best game.
So I don't need you get 20. I need you get 20 rebounds.
That's the
that'll
point.
Help me win a game.
Middleton will give you 30-40 points
and lose that bit.
Okay. Just like they lost the last game with 30-40 points.
He had 40 though. He had 40 last game. When the next time he gonna
Book
give me 40
had 40
again.
Last game too.
He don't have to.
But Book can give me
40. He don't
40
have to. Guess Book. What? If he get 28, because Giannis gonna get his. If Middleton get 28, you can cancel Christmas.
And then, like I said, and then just take it back down to what you call it.
Whatever, who's get 20?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Who's your third best player?
But what if
Chris Paul?
What if
we got Karen Payne? Karen Payne get you 20 easy.
All right.
If he gets a fucking minute.
So here's the thing.
17 minutes.
What they gonna
you play Karen Payne 17 minutes in that game. This dude is supposed to be playing at least about 25.
They next best player ain't Karen Payne.
It's the other boy, Cam Johnson.
That's their next best player.
But
both
but here's
of them
the thing, though.
North Carolina on product.
Hey, right on.
But
right
here's
on.
The thing though. Right. Cause you can still get production out of Lopez.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Go ahead and say it. Cause
first
who gonna stop him? Cause if you really want to get real with it, he can shoot. So he'll pull you out the paint.
He spread it out. I know. That's all. That's
and hitting that game. It's scary
as hell.
And the bad part about it is that ain't even the low point. They still got Porter's coming off the bench too.
Yes.
Yeah. Porter's
give you that
Bobby.
Business.
I like Bobby.
They got a. That's why I don't understand why people keep saying Phoenix got a better team.
They don't.
They got a better team, but we just believe. Like we believe.
Who does we?
We believe.
What you believe?
We believe Chris Paul, just like LeBron said. We got two left. Two more to go. D-Wade, two more to go.
And this kid, believe. And this kid that believe in Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy.
And he's still 2 games to go.
Chill out.
I'm just saying.
Hey.
It's kids out here believing in Santa Claus and the Tooth Fairy too, shit. They don't know no better.
I can't wait till the Bucks win in 6. I'll be like, damn, LeBron.
But the bad part about it is, that don't hurt LeBron. That hurt Chris. I understand why people want Chris Paul to get one. I understand. I would have rather you said that you'd rather Chris Paul get one, Sean, instead of you saying I want him to lose. I won't want him to get one just because I don't want Greek Freak to win. That makes no sense.
I understand that. I don't give a fuck about that though. Damn Greek Freak and his.
Hey, what you got against? What you got against? What?
The reporter asked him where he went in the first quarter of the last game. He said I had to go tinkle.
Oh,
he was like, "Is that polite in America?"
I mean, he was trying to. He was trying to censor it for TV. Crazy ass little boy.
You'd rather him say,
"I had to go piss."
I had to use the restroom. That's just say that. You got to go say tinkle tinkle. What the fuck is tinkle tinkle?
So that's what you don't like about Greek Freak?
What? Oh.
But he said tinkle.
No, hey, I don't like my Greek Freak because the game is trash. Hey,
you know what's crazy though? So you ain't like Shaq neither, huh?
He probably can't say tinkle tinkle.
Shaq was a man among boys.
He pissing all on the motherfucking Suns.
And Giannis not.
You know what's crazy? What's funny to me is you don't like Giannis, but you talk about Kobe and the Mamba mentality. He one of the few players in the league that got that type of mentality.
I really don't see no dog in them though. You see dog?
What?
In
them? No, hey.
Okay.
Could just.
Moving on from that.
What?
I just don't see that fire in them. Like that. All that bullshit.
Cool. Now. now that I got y'all attention. Not no more. So, like I was saying, the Bucks gonna win this next game, and the reason why I feel like the Bucks gonna win this next game is Giannis was coming off injury in them first two games. He was still trying to get his legs back, the boy back, and on their ass he gonna go. And when they lose in Phoenix, they will not make it out of Milwaukee. It will be a massacre in Milwaukee, and I mean, man, I put them winning by 20. We were experiencing a few technical difficulties and a few brain lapses as well. But we back.
Fuck you, woman,
and we're gonna pick this thing up just like we ain't never leave this motherfucker. Right. Who was finalizing these decisions on this Olympic roster?
Mike Brown saw it.
I have no fucking idea, but they need to fix the shit. Because Kevin Love don't deserve to be on there. I'm just going to put that out there right now.
I would agree.
Hey, bro, I feel like when you have players dropping off the Olympic team after a couple exhibition games, you got more trouble than what you really think.
Who's going to be the replacement, though?
Shouts out to Bradley Beal.
They need to put Milton on that thing.
He's coming.
Milton and Drew Holiday coming. Okay.
Yeah, and Book.
They might.
Are Devin Booker playing, too?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Oh, we straight. They might. We're going to be straight.
Nah,
and we don't know who else
needs to play defense.
Yeah, Milton and Andrew.
That ain't what I'm saying.
But they need some bigs, though, Chad.
They don't have no
bigs. Just need to get Zion out there, back, but they shouldn't have cut him.
Yeah, they can get Zion out there. They need to get DeAndre A big ass out there, too.
That's right. He need to come.
That's a fact. Where's Carl Anthony at? His ass needs to be out there.
Right? Hey, even, like I say, DeMarcus Cousins could be out there. It's a couple of bigs.
There's a lot of people.
You don't think so? Hey. Hey, DeMarcus and Dwight, they dirty bees to me. They'll bow your ass in a minute and throw their hands up.
That's
what you need. Hey, ref, he ran into me, though.
That's what you need. Man,
they can get the towel boy. Long they ain't got Kevin Love on the team.
Yeah, the towel boy? You are disrespectful.
How the hell you make the goddamn team?
What you got against Kevin Love?
I don't understand how you made the team,
that
though.
That boy fell off.
I don't understand how you made the team.
He
been hurt for 3 years and you make an Olympic team?
Hey,
how you make that cut?
I'm not gonna even say
that's bullshit.
It's a fold, it's a racist thing. I'm not saying nothing like that.
But you ain't saying that it ain't.
But I'm saying something strange about it.
All I'm saying, I'm gonna say,
I will agree that it's favoritism.
Yeah, it's a favoritism. Okay, issue. I say that. I definitely
he got a lot of pull like that. He must got a lot of pull.
I don't know if he got no pull. Nah, they just going off the vet shit.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Ain't none of them motherfucking team vets.
It's KD.
KD is a vet. I'm saying you say they going off vets.
Little is a vet.
Yeah.
They ain't got over 10 years. I think you a vet when you got 10 years.
Man, that don't make you no vet.
Don't make you no vet.
Once you're not a rookie no more. Once you've really? Been an old,
yeah.
Yeah. What you can either be a rookie or a vet. You can't
once,
be both.
Once you done sign your second contract, you a vet.
I would agree. I would say after you make it to that second year,
yeah,
Dame ain't made no second
and
contract
you still
yet.
Playing.
Did Dame have a
I
big contract?
I ain't calling no vet in no second year.
Come on, man.
I still got some growing to do. You don't know too much.
I'm just saying about behind. I'm still just saying league.
But you ain't no rookie no more. You know what I'm saying? You ain't a rookie no more.
Damn, that nigga drowning behind me.
Swimming around it.
If that boy put his face down in a pillow, he gonna drown.
I'm dropping my face down something else tonight.
What the hell? That won't be happening for you though.
I know it's not tonight. I'm mad. I'm getting bad.
Ain't no drowning for you.
I told you I'm gonna represent for you tonight.
Oh, dude, that boy. Hey, who I told you? About?
You gonna drown in your sorrows? That boy need a life raft. Hey, but back to this Olympic roster thing.
Fuck Mike Brown,
bro. Damn. Let me. God.
I'm saying he didn't want to pick the team. I know Greg ain't picked the team.
Greg Popovich is
the
head
coach. He got the Greg got a.
But Mike Brown was the scouter. They say he was the scouter.
If Pop is putting his team together and ain't nobody over him pulling no trick on these decisions, then we need to have him examined. Because either Alzheimer's or dementia or something is kicking in.
That's what he said. Mike Brown was
picking
the team.
This team don't even resemble none of his teams that he put together in San Antonio.
But check this out.
I wish Kawhi could play.
If you keep saying Mike Brown want to pick this team, it ain't like it's hard to pick a team for the USA. It ain't like it's hard.
It is kind of hard. If you got superstar that want to play. Now, I don't know who all want to play or
that's
not.
That's the point. You got the team you got.
But they had Zion on the list and they cut that
compared,
dude.
Compared to other teams that then came out. The other teams that then played in the Olympics.
Who the starters right
they
now?
They don't even. They don't compare.
KD, Tatum, Lillard, Draymond Green, and Bam.
You said Leonard.
Yeah.
Lillard.
Dame time.
Say Dame. Don't say Lillard.
Okay.
Say Dame. What?
Green.
KD.
Tatum. And
so my boy coming off the bench.
Who your boy?
Devin.
I don't know. But most likely,
but
he's coming off the bench.
Here's my concern.
He's starting over Tatum.
Bro, here's my concern right here. And
I second that motion.
Right on.
I mean, y'all can second that motion if you want to. But
you think he's starting over?
I'm not saying that. Nah. This is my concern right now. When you have players on your Olympic roster and they start to opt out. Like, my concern is how much further does that go? Does that stop at the one? Or does it have an avalanche or a snowball
effect? I don't
think
they do.
Players drop out. Really?
I don't think it do.
I think that
should be something that should be worried
about.
KD would have dropped out,
that's the only way.
Then we talk about that.
You think that's the only way they lose anybody else off the roster?
That's what I'm saying. That's the only way people on the roster start
looking.
Looking
forward to lose Bradley Beal when you got Devin Buck coming.
Yeah, but
if KD's like, I don't want to play for the team no more.
I ain't saying people gonna be like, man, I'm a quit too, but people gonna be looking at it like,
killer domino effect gonna start.
So a killer assassin.
But here's the thing, though. Let me ask this question: like, we don't know the circumstances around which he decided to depart. So if it's that real for him to say, man, fuck a potential gold medal, I don't want that shit. Then
I don't think they went in the gold.
Yeah, hey, I tell you what.
I said potential. I didn't say potential.
They'll
man.
Get the gold.
I don't think they went in the bronze.
They'll get the gold. Jeez. And I believe some of them motherfuckers might want to get the gold because they ain't getting no ring.
I just want to put this on record right now.
True.
I just want to put this on record right now.
Word.
Niggas is ruthless.
Okay. I got a question. Y'all think they gonna medal?
I mean, yeah, they gonna medal.
Listen,
what you mean by medal?
What I'm about to say to y'all:
gold, silver, bronze.
Do you think they gonna get a medal?
Man, you so fucking slow.
Oh,
I just want to go and put that out there.
Gold.
Use the world's slowest motherfucker out there. I'm telling you right now, you was one of the ones. You one of them.
Disrespectful.
Man, you that ain't disrespect. That's the fucking truth. That's respectable as hell.
We got low.
You better be glad I ain't call you fucking retarded.
We got a lot of you can't say the R word. You cannot say the R word. Didn't we discuss it like 3 episodes ago?
What, retarded?
Yeah, you can't say the R word.
Why not?
Hey, it's kind of disrespectful.
It's a medical diagnosis. Ain't
it? It is.
I checked this paperwork.
Oh, we
you said you checked mine.
Yeah.
That disrespectful okay. Around the table.
All right, check this out.
That's actually
like I said.
Shut the fuck up, Chad.
My question back out there. Y'all think they gonna medal?
Yeah, yes, they gonna
medal. Man, listen.
I don't think they gonna beat Greece. It was Greek free play. Now it all depends.
Wait a minute.
Greek free then, playing because he gonna have him a championship.
Hey, no, that mean he gonna play. He gonna get a ring and a gold medal.
Then 47 seconds ago when we was in the last segment, didn't he just say that he don't even like Greek freak game? Now all of a sudden Greek freak playing for the Greece team just gonna make them win.
That don't mean he don't think he's a good player. I don't like his game.
You just said he wasn't shit.
I think I say that, then I mean that, but he.
So how he just gonna automatically make them win
goals? No, what I'm saying, I don't like his game. I'm like the way he play.
I
think he need to change his game. All
right, change the game to what?
His game is his game.
I think he need to evolve like Ben Simmons. He's a 1-2 pony.
Whoa! Did you say evolve like Ben Simmons?
I said he need to evolve like Ben Simmons.
Nah, we need to fuck
this. You
need
to
involve.
You mean evolve?
Evolve.
Not, that's E, not I. This ain't in Vogue and all the other shit.
Hey,
you need to get better.
You can't compare
them. Ben Simmons need to get better. They both need to get better in the game. They do the same thing every game. They
fuck don't that. They I don't do, give a fuck who
like Jane Harden said. All they do is dunk. That's not a talent.
All Shaq did was dunk.
That's Shaq.
Let me.
What you mean?
Shaq got 3 rings.
Listen, Giannis finna get one.
Giannis. Don't ever.
Do we got talent?
Don't you ever compel? Don't you?
Do we got talent?
Ben Simmons, you shut the fuck up right now. Don't you ever put Ben Simmons and Giannis in the same mother conversation again? Ever.
But do they got talent?
What you mean? Do they got talent?
Do he got talent?
Who?
Giannis.
Yeah.
Can you do what he do?
What do he do?
He a walking 30.
Can you do what he do?
What do he do?
Can you get 40 and 12?
But what do he? What?
Can you get 40 and 12?
What does Shaq do?
Dominating the paint, the same thing Giannis do.
Shaq got moves though,
what? And Giannis don't.
Giannis don't got moves.
What do you do?
Giannis can't Euro. Giannis don't use spin moves to get to the rim.
And he wasn't. And he wasn't putting DeAndre Ayton, one of the better bigs, in hell.
He was just dunking, bro. He dunked like 10 times last night.
And they can't stop him from getting there.
Okay. All they do is build a wall and it was.
And has that been working?
He scored 40 last night.
Yeah, he didn't, but Middleton did.
But he had 26 and he shot 11 for 19.
And Middleton gave him 40.
And 10 were dunks.
So what? Why are you trying to discredit this man? Because he dunked.
I'm just saying he need to change the game.
But check this out. Check this out.
Okay, when they build that wall, then what are you going
to
do?
Well, I'll tell you this.
They've been trying to build a wall all fucking
season. They small, but you can
get
it. I bet you if they are playing the Lakers,
I tell you
what, doing it.
Man, I tell you what. You know what? This is gonna be real disrespectful. But that wall in Phoenix is like that wall Trump was trying to build is non-existent right now.
But they small players, man. I ain't expecting them building on wall. But I promise you, they are playing the Clippers.
I'm gonna say this though.
Don't ever.
I seen a man build a wall when he was playing with Toronto. He didn't do none of that.
Don't ever compare. And then it's a difference because that defense that was in Toronto was completely different. You actually like it was completely Kawhi.
Kawhi said, I got Giannis in game after game. They had size. They had Gasol. They had Ibaka. Yeah, but Kawhi told the coach, the game plan is me. I'm checking him. Those are facts. That's on the camera. The game plan.
Hey, let me.
Coach said we had a game plan. Kawhi stopped and said, the game plan is me, coach. I'm holding them. And that was the end of that conversation.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay. And then let me ask a question.
So if the game plan was just Kawhi, how the hell they build a wall? Because I ain't never heard of a one-man wall.
Get up.
Fucks. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we off topic because this boy ignorant.
But before we go back on topic, don't ever compare Giannis and Ben Simmons.
I said they need to both.
No. Giannis don't have to change his game because Giannis can average 30. Ben Simmons needs to change his game because he can't fucking shoot.
He can't average.
They both can't fucking shoot.
What was I talking about? There we go. They both can't shoot.
How many points does Ben Simmons average?
Ben don't shoot the ball.
Oh my god.
That's what I'm saying.
He don't shoot.
That's what I'm saying.
Ben is not aggressive. He's not aggressive enough. If he was aggressive, he would average whatever he want. He need to get that mentality. Nah, it ain't the talent, it's the mentality.
Okay.
This nigga, Greek freak, he ain't got no talent.
He got the mentality. That's the same thing. What did I say earlier?
Everybody said the same thing. He don't have no talent. He just a one-trick pony.
Did Shaq have talent?
Shaq is a sitter.
What the fuck do they got to
Giannis
do
with what
I asked
Giannis is not a
sitter.
But check this out.
Giannis is a seven-footer,
but he
moves way better.
He is not a sitter. He ain't a center.
And you know what's crazy? Everybody say he a one-trick pony, but he in the finals, and he's got 240-point games back-to-back.
He's in the final. I'll give you that.
He's in the final.
So why can't nobody stop that one trick?
He's only in the final because Brooklyn was healthy.
Let me ask you a question.
It don't matter, and it's funny that the dude that said he—that's all he do. Guess who he sent home?
Him. So
who?
Again,
he didn't play. You can't say that.
He played one game.
And they won that game.
James Harden played more than one game.
But James Harden hurt. Though.
James Harden was on the floor when they went home, clown.
But he was hurt. That don't count.
At any rate,
gangster.
Here, you asked, do I think they're gonna medal? If they don't get some legitimate bigs on this team, they ain't gotta worry about a damn podium. They're gonna worry about the drawing board because that's what they're gonna be going back to.
I don't see them winning no medal.
So you saying if they lose, if they don't medal up,
they ain't gonna medal.
If they don't get some legitimate bigs on this team, you ain't gotta worry about no medal, homeboy.
Okay, check this out. Question: if they don't medal up, do Coach get the blame or do KD get the blame?
KD can't get no blame.
He on the team. He probably
KD didn't build this roster.
He ain't build this roster.
But he's supposed to be the number one superstar in the world.
You can't do that to that man.
All right, hold on.
You can't do that to KD.
Hold on.
I'm getting tired of people trying to do that to him like he's supposed to walk on water.
So watch LeBron,
but he can't walk on water.
But LeBron on that damn team, they be saying, LeBron, you got to do what you got to do to get
that. I'm going to say the same thing I'm saying about KD. You can't put that on that man.
I'm going to put it to you like this.
You can't.
If they get him some beat, then that argument can change.
If they get him some
if
bigs,
they don't get him no bigs,
ain't no
you
argument.
Cancel Christmas with that, bro.
If they don't get no bigs, ain't no argument because they gonna if they get bigs, it ain't no argument because they gonna win.
Can they do trades?
They gonna win.
Trades.
They can't trade nobody.
Who they trade with another country?
They gonna trade Kevin Love for Zion? No?
Sweet.
Oh my god, that wouldn't be a trade. That'd just be a replacement.
Just picking up somebody.
They replaced his ass.
Well, they can replace Bradley Beal.
You say some retarded
shit.
You see the Bosco, the dude? He just 0-4. He ain't scored yet in 3 games. Get your ass up out of here, man.
It's you for me.
He ain't scored in 3 games. He ain't scored in 3 games.
You retarded.
Check this out.
The Bosco.
Check this out.
He
0-10.
You slow.
You got all this hate for Kevin Love. You need to have hate for all this whole damn team because he ain't the only one out there getting this.
Jason Taylor ain't playing right now. He hurt, so that don't count. He got sore knees. He only played one game.
Okay. So
they probably would have won if they had Jason Tatum on the court, but he hurt.
Is Jason Tatum gonna play defense?
Yeah, he played D. Tatum playing on defense?
He definitely played D.
He made second team.
Is Tatum gonna play defense against Bigs?
I don't know about
that. Is Tatum gonna protect the rim?
Tatum will get to the rim though. He'll block your shit.
Is he gonna deter somebody from coming to the rim?
Can he guard the post?
Yeah, he can guard the post. He big. He's 6'9". He tall. Ain't he long?
Okay.
He can guard.
You know what?
The normal big ain't 6'10".
The normal big.
The normal big.
The normal big.
Hey, they play in European countries. Right.
Ain't no normal
bigs.
Ain't no normal bigs.
All them European bigs is like 7 foot.
And you got Gobert, you got Jokic, you got
and they all behind 3-point line. Most of them shoot threes.
Jokic is in the paint.
Gobert is definitely in the paint.
Vucevic is in the paint. All them boys is in the paint.
Right, not to mention, but you still got people like
he don't want it ain't shooting though.
Joel.
But he's shooting threes too. But he not playing the Olympics. He resting them little ponies.
Well,
and at back.
I'm gonna tell you like this.
Got bad knees and bad back.
I'm gonna tell you like this. USA gonna be resting too, because they gonna be going in that first round.
Nah, hey, they just need some better point guard too.
Listen,
Dame,
point guards. That's the problem. They got too many small players on this team already.
I'm saying they need a playmaker.
They need size.
They need get Lonzo on the team.
They need size.
Lonzo be a good pickup.
They pick up Lonzo. Somebody can operate. Get somebody some good shots.
They need some bigs too. Need
size.
Well, get some size. They just need one player. Get Cat Cousins.
You don't need Cousins.
I get you. JaVale,
I tell you who you need. You need Cat and DeAndre Ayton. You need bigs. Them perfect bigs.
DeAndre Ayton.
Them the perfect bigs you need. You need the same roster you got with Cat and DeAndre Ayton. And if you bring in one more wing that can play D to an elite level,
Jimmy Butler.
And you'll be ready to go.
I take Jimmy. I will say PG, but he don't want to play no more.
PG would be perfect for this team.
I pick PG.
Because PG can also somewhat run an offense, shoot, and he can go on the other end and play elite defense.
Yeah, lock your head up.
So he'd be perfect. But they ain't making rosters to be perfect. They making rosters to get losses.
I don't know who they owe favors to. They owe favors to somebody. Because I feel like a lot of these roster spots is favored.
Man, could have got B.L. on the team too, though. I like B.L.
Who?
Brandon Ingram. New Orleans.
Yeah. But
Baby KD.
But he's sort of like a poor man's Tatum.
Yeah, I can see that.
He a poor man's Tatum. He got game.
He got game, though.
Ooh. But yeah. He like a lesser version of
he don't Jason play Tatum. No defense though.
You know what I'm saying? So
he don't play on defense.
Fuck him. Hey. They need bullies on this team.
They need
give me Zion.
Give me some PJ Tucker.
Give me some PJ
PJ Tucker.
Why
PJ can't even get your basket?
I don't need you a basket. I need you said a dog.
Why are you talking right now?
I need some defense. I need some defense. Y'all talking about some defense.
Right, let's go to goddamn ball too.
I need somebody to be able. You said man, you just said you need somebody to give you good 5-5. That's it right there.
Hey. I said they need some bullies.
No, you said
yes. I did say you need some bigs to come down there that's willing to give you 5-5. I said that earlier.
Don't PJ hold the bigs?
PJ ain't guarding no center.
He guarded center in Houston last year. Who you think was going to AD?
How that turned out for him?
Not good.
All right, then. And you want to do that in the
Olympics? They won game one.
And you want to do that in the Olympics?
Never give you a game.
John Collins and Bam. Them four. That's a good rotation. That's a good rotation.
I'm telling you. Hey, I'm just saying. I don't care if they go get them an athletic big. Listen, you need size on this team, man. If y'all don't get somebody who can defend this room, though.
I still take Dwight over JaVale, though.
Small ball don't work.
You know what?
We done did this experiment.
Idiotic comments.
I mean, JaVale McGee ain't bad.
Nah, he ain't. Told but you. Dwight better than JaVale, though.
Yeah, Dwight, but Dwight.
Hey, listen. Hey, Dwight has the perfect level of dirty in his game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with DeMarcus Cousins. And that's dirty.
Nah.
See the elbow he did to Chris Paul?
That's a high level dirty. That's a high level of dirty. That's a high level of dirty.
You ever seen somebody get ejected in the Olympics? You going to see these.
The bad part about it, you ain't lying.
Nigga, to get taped because two takes.
Yeah. He can't even speak the language. I still get kicked out.
DeMarcus will knock your mouthpiece.
Yeah.
But Ralph, he ran into me.
Y'all still in the tunnel. How you do? What are you talking about?
All I know is I can't wait to football season.
There's not a football conversation, but Cowboys on three. Let's
what
go.
What the fuck? Hard Knocks on three.
This is so weird.
That's as far as that is the highlight of their season. They on Hard Knocks. That's it. That's all y'all winning. Hey, y'all won the bid for HBO.
Before we end that topic, who got the most power, well, firepower on offense right now?
On what?
NFL.
Most firepower?
Firepower. Who got the most firepower? Just on offense. Who got the most firepower? Who got the most weapons?
Most weapons?
Who got the most weapons?
On offense.
In NFL.
Kansas City got the most weapons.
They got the most weapons? You think so? Who they running back?
That way they just lost Sammy Watkins.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Sleeper.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Yeah, Edwards-Helaire is their back.
It was love. They got McCole Hardman. They got Tyreek Hill. They got Kelsey. Yeah, and then they got speed. Like speed on top of speed.
They got the most weapons.
Yeah. Okay, who got the most weapon in NFC?
Behind them.
In NFC.
Behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I said okay, y'all.
Yeah, they behind.
Y'all quarterback suspect. Maybe I don't know. I don't trust them yet.
But we talking about just talent.
The Raiders got a lot of weapons too.
Though. The Raiders do got a lot of weapons.
They got Ruggs. They got Big Waller. They got Jacobs coming out the backfield.
Don't count Ruggs.
Don't count him.
He's just a speedster. He ain't showed me nothing yet.
Well, like I said, I go Kansas City, then I go Tennessee, then I probably throw out. It's a three-way battle between the Saints, Cowboys, and then probably Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay definitely got a lot of weapons.
They got a lot of weapons. And they got to fight because all three of them teams got a lot of weapons.
I don't know, bro. Tampa Bay might need to go up a little bit. Because they still got Godwin. They still got Evans. Then they brought back Antonio Brown. And then they re-signed Fournette. Like, dude, they got a lot of weapons, bro.
Yeah, you know what?
They got a lot.
They is number three. Because you throwing out this. They still got Gronkowski.
Yes.
And they got that O.J. Howard. O.J. Howard, they other tight end. So they got a lot of weapons. A lot. And then they got Brady.
Trump
card. You know what, bro? I was gonna have some negative to say about that.
I can't say nothing negative.
But another year, and
it's gonna be dangerous.
He got another year older. His arm got another year younger. Yeah. I don't know how the fuck you do it.
They still got Antonio Brown too, don't they?
Yeah.
We established it.
I just thought about it.
But they number two.
That's what I said. They need to be up there. They should.
It's Casey.
You know what? They might be number one. They might be number one.
Yeah,
I say they number one. Kansas City number two.
I ain't no lie. If they do a rematch, I think they gonna beat them again, man. A healthy KC, Tampa Bay still whip that ass.
They gotta make it though first.
That's what I'm finna say. You think both them teams gonna make the Super Bowl again?
I think KC gonna make it.
That would be KC third time in a row. Do you know how fucking hard that's gonna be?
Do you know how hard that's gonna be? Because the AFC getting better.
Yeah, AFC getting better, but KC, they all that shit coming back better too.
The best thing about KC is they improved the areas where they needed it. They went and got what they needed.
Ain't like the NFC.
And I don't mean like we're gonna try and draft we gonna go and draft somebody. They said, fuck it, we finna go get a proven commodity, and they went and got they did what they're supposed to do.
With that being said, for anybody who was hoping this would be a reignition or a reincarnation, have you, of the Dream Team and or the Redeem Team, you done lost your motherfucking mind. This is not what this is. Don't hope for gold. Don't hope for silver.
Hope for bronze.
Pray. Don't hope for shit. Pray for bronze. Because if we don't get no bigs, oh Lord, I just hope they don't go home round one.
It's looking that way.
It's looking bad.
Unless KD drop 50, I think he can.
He can. I think he can. He definitely can. He's gonna have to be more aggressive though. He's gonna have to be willing to just say, "Hey, I'm taking these shots."
You know what I'm saying?
I'm taking these shots.
I think he can say, "Man, hey, bro. I'm gonna go 50 by three times in this. I'm about to be the greatest Olympic player of all time." I think he can do this.
And he definitely can.
He can do it.
But the question is he mentally willing to say, "Hey, I'm gonna take these shots?"
Because he gonna be like, I could have did this, but my two road mates went down. So I'm finna go out here and get these buckets.
I guess. I still ain't seen them do it in the NBA, let alone the Olympics.
It should be easy in the Olympics, though, shouldn't it?
I think that's a mental thing, though. Man. Like
they only playing 40 minutes. That's 8 minutes they got the rest.
What they got to do with that?
I mean, KD can get some more juice. He shoot all fucking day.
Yeah.
Okay, what does that have to do with the number of shots that he take, though?
I mean, he should be more rested. But he's not exerting. You know how long 8 minutes is in the NBA? That means you got eight less minutes to play. Then 3-point line is closer.
So he play all 48 minutes.
The 3-point line is like the rec in the gym and in our gym. That's close to 3-point line. That's a free throw to them. That fucking 3-point line in the NBA is 3.5 feet back. Okay. I shot at one before that. I'll airball them bitches all game.
Because Olympic Melo, that 3-point line was easy, boy. That was easy.
I was in Atlanta, boy, shooting them threes at Atlanta. And shit, that 3-point fucking far. I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? I pay that there $50 getting that bitch shoot, don't jump. And then,
nah.
I wasted my money. I wasted my goddamn $50.
You got no legs under them.
No legs, No legs.
I don't even know why we talking about
you. Not a fucking shooter.
Don't matter, bitch. I'm strong enough. You got that's. I see why they practice 1,000 shots a day.
I bet I would have been able to do it.
You might as well. You usually like to shoot, but shit, I'm a playmaker. Fuck that.
Yeah. With that being said, I'm finna playmaker us all into the next motherfucking segment.
Thought that was last it.
Nobody pays you to think.
Actually, nobody pays.
Yeah, everybody thought it was too.
You work for free?
Yeah, everybody.
Oh, volunteer ass nigga.
Yeah, everybody thought it was. Mean key.
Chad,
I get
it
crazy
and
shit.
All right, after that, coming back, and you know what time it is?
Nigga just G.
I did. Man, hey, he was over there going bom bom bom.
Yeah, yeah,
bom bom bom. Hey, it was stuck. It was in my soul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think none of that shit.
That's because you lame as the fuck. But back to what I was saying, though.
Don't say something, but start listening.
Recently, we've had, I can't even say recently. It seemed like some shit that's always happening. But recently, especially we've had
Tweet a dumb over here.
A lot.
Tweet a D.
A lot.
See what I'm talking about.
Stop the motherfucker. What the hell? What, bruh? I'm trying to walk this day again.
Chad, why your fat ass window?
Why is his mouth moving?
Bitch, I swear bacon grease, bitch. Sweating,
God damn. Yo, did this motherfucker say he sweat ham glaze?
Hey, bro.
Nigga, why are you over there wiping? Yo, he look like
he's sweating, but you wiping your mouth.
He look like a preacher.
That's a deacon. A deacon Sean Williams. Yo, that sweat making me get a paper towel. Deacon Willis over here.
Listen.
All right, man.
Seven minutes.
So lately we done had a lot of athletes getting in trouble as of late.
Yeah.
And it seems to me like athletes plus our legal system equals a wide range of opinions.
Uh-huh.
So here go ours.
Okay.
Richard Sherman.
Don't ever mix tequila and brown together. That's all I gotta say.
I don't say that no more because it's brown tequilas. Don't just
really?
just stop talking.
He had Hennessy and tequila. Don't mix them two together.
Lead this to adults.
Lead that to you. Lead that to you.
Boy is a professional.
All right,
but check this out.
Please do not try this at home.
The Richard Sherman thing, man. It's hard to. It ain't hard because we ain't got all the facts. But the facts that we do have, like for them to say that it was domestic abuse or
I think domestic violence was way exaggerated. Like I think the most that they could give him at this point is disturbing the peace. Like I still don't understand the domestic violence
charge. I still don't fully understand the whole situation. Like far as if she called and she told him that he ain't touched nobody there.
Yeah, and she did. She did come out and say that nobody was harmed. Yeah, at all.
Where did the domestic? You know what I'm saying? Where did domestic violence come in at? I'm trying to figure that out. But you know,
and to deny his bail,
but and know, that comes with domestic violence charges. Anytime you get domestic violence charge, you got to see the judge. Got to grant bail.
You got to see the judge.
So they hold you without bail until you go to court.
Okay.
But it just.
But he ain't hit on nothing though. He outside.
That's what I'm saying. Never made in the house.
What are you talking about? Where were you the last 47 seconds?
I was just thinking.
Nobody paid you to do it.
We don't want you to think. Your thinking gets you nowhere.
Hey.
The lights on, but ain't nobody home. Hey. I see the wheels. They trying to turn.
Hey, they turning. Hey, they turning.
Backwards, motherfucker.
They turning. But we don't know all the facts.
I mean, we don't.
With that 911 call?
Yeah.
That dispatcher, she couldn't dispatch for me, bro.
But they gonna fire.
But the thing is, like, I know it's a hard job to do. It's a hard job to do to be a dispatcher. But it's like, I'm thinking she could have just handled it a little differently. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say it's bad or good, but from what I heard, she just could have handled it a little different. You know,
yeah. Hey, in the culture we live in, they gonna start canceling dispatchers.
I think
it's kind of crazy. You gotta actually call the dispatch, call 911. You gotta be like, please, police officer, tell the police officer, please don't shoot me. That's kind of like that's the time we living in right now. You gotta actually just tell the police, don't shoot when you come to the house.
That's a good point, dog.
You gotta actually call and tell the police, don't shoot when you come. He's not harming nobody. Don't shoot my husband. That's what she said too.
Yeah, that's what she said.
But even still, that don't work, especially when you have people mistaking their tasers. mistaking their gun for a taser.
True.
So I mean, it is what it is on that front, but
them niggas retarded.
Yeah, cause she could have actually. That situation could have went bad, man. Yeah, it could have went left. NFL player shot and killed.
Yeah,
it could have.
But and see, then you would have really would have saw some kneeling then, boy. Back to Kaepernick.
But see, the thing is,
like X, bacon, sweat, nag.
But I mean. The point you made is a good point because of the times we're living in, all the bad things that have happened. You still can't control what happened when the police get there. But for her to feel like she had to say
what,
you know what I'm saying?
Is it all the bad things that have happened, or is it that we live in an age where everybody got an HD camera in their pocket?
I'm pretty sure it's the fact that it is.
It's out there more. We seeing it. It's no longer hearing it about it. It's right in your face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's both.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You seeing more of it because of the camera and social media and stuff like that. But I think people now, even though they see it, they still, you know, still got that fear.
I wonder was the police officer wearing body cam? Because they say he was resisting arrest, so that's why they arrested him. You heard that part?
I'm pretty sure they probably were, but that don't mean you're gonna get to see the footage though.
They say he was trying to resist arrest. He was trying to fight back.
Well, they said they had to bring out the dogs.
Yeah, they bring the canine. They bring the canine.
They had to take him to the hospital. Because they said
I'm pretty sure he got bit the fuck up then.
His ankle got, you know what I'm saying?
Tore up. Them dogs tore his ass up.
Then they sick the dog though.
Yeah, they put the dogs on his ass. That's all.
Well, you gotta think though. I mean, even though
he wasn't, they say he wasn't cooperating.
But see, that's the thing. He's a football player. You say, he a DB. But Richard Sherman is
small as hell.
Richard Sherman's about 6'3", 220. About 210. He's a big dude.
Yeah,
he's a big dude. So
he's probably afraid.
Nah, he about 210, 2'5", something like that.
I didn't think he was that big. I thought he was kind of
nah.
He looked that way because he's 6'3". He long. He tall. So, but man, it's
a wishy washy world, man.
I mean.
Hey. Like I say, I just don't understand the charges. Like I say, from everything that's been given to the public, the charges don't add up. It don't make sense. Like none of it sticks. None of it matches.
And see, I would agree, but we don't. And it always comes back to the same thing. We don't know all the. You know what I'm saying?
See, yeah, I get that. But when the lady does an interview, the next day and publicly comes out and says that nobody was harmed. Nobody was physically assaulted. Nobody was injured. Not me, not my children.
But
how are you charging domestic violence? Like, domestic violence is just that. That's assault.
It you know assault. What I'm saying? I'm going to go around that shit, JV, right quick. I got a problem with that whole situation. See, this time, I think women need to have, like if you marry, I think they should have your best friend number in their phone, just in what? Case. Just for emergency.
Damn. What are you talking about?
Hold on.
You
hold
talking
on.
About like no, no. Your wife should have my numbers?
Right, right. Okay, for a situation like if I can't calm you down for a situation, she should have called one of his best friends to tell him come over and sit and de-escalate that, so you won't have to get the police involved. If she had somebody,
where you're going with
she
this.
Had somebody that
would that could get to him regardless.
Right. Yeah, come over real quick. You know what I'm saying? And kill that Noah. Because if you know, if you report anything to the police and you're in NFL, that shit going on the news quick.
Yeah.
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 It probably was a different way it could have been handled. Right. But, I mean, when you scared, man, fear take over, bro. It's, you don't always react the way you probably should.
Oh, well, yeah. I feel you on that, though. But hey, he in jail right now with no bond and can't do nothing.
But yeah, we got that situation going, and now we diving in again, and another NFL star making headlines for all the wrong damn reasons. Barkevious Mingo.
Touchy situation.
Really?
Oh, sorry.
Really?
Wrong format. Wrong format.
Jesus.
I don't know.
No. You don't want to go there?
I don't know enough about it.
I don't know. Like they ain't letting you know enough.
Oh shit. The allegations are 2 years old. We know that. All right. So since you say you don't know enough about that one, Alex Caruso. Oh.
Alex was out there trying to live his best life. Living my best life.
Hey, Alex was out there. I don't know what he had. That boy had them edibles or something.
I don't know.
That boy was trying to pop one, pop two.
Did he got stopped by the police about marijuana?
Yeah.
Who the dude that got hit? No, that's the dude from Detroit got caught with all that cocaine. The Pistons. Detroit Pistons. He got caught with cocaine. With selling cocaine. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's all on the news yesterday. Whoa. I got to find out the name, though.
But that's just like...
That's going to bring it up and don't know a name.
I got Google, though.
But that's just like Frank Clark for Kansas City getting caught with the choppers and stuff in his car.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Go to choppers.
And they talk...
Marshawn Lattimore with the goddamn pistol that's stolen.
Yeah.
Like
but that's just like Cat Williams said, man. Like he had a gun, but it was stolen,
At this point, man, you got enough money to pay the people with you to tote the pistols. One of the, when the lights come on, you should have handed it to one of them, let them take the charge. You got the money, you can get them out.
That don't work.
Who gonna come get you?
That don't work. You know why it don't work?
Who gonna come get the money?
That don't work though, Jay. You know why?
Michael Vick snitched on him. So I just saying, he wasn't even three states away in the middle of a game. The police raid the house and he get 24 months.
I'm saying.
How the hell that work?
I don't know, dog. I don't know. And didn't nobody try and step up
at all?
Nobody.
Boy, I'd have cut off all my family. So y'all dog fighting at my house and y'all blamed it on me. I'm out here trying to make these M's on Sunday. Y'all out here with these little mini me dog fights.
You know what's crazy though?
What that is?
You know they talk about like people having movies about them, but you need to have somebody that got an interesting life.
Yeah,
Vic should have a movie about him because that's like being at the top, losing everything, but coming back redemption, then losing it again, then coming back again.
Hey, so is that like? A what? A Hallmark movie? A Lifetime movie? Like, what kind of movie is this?
That could be an ABC movie.
ABC?
ABC?
You think ABC
would
pick that up?
They might. They could. They would change the name.
They might change no goddamn name.
They would. They wouldn't put Vic. You know what I'm saying?
They might. They're going to have to pay him.
They ain't putting
that's true. He gonna have to get the bag.
Man, man. Not the dog, man.
The dog?
The dog, man?
Really?
I ain't gonna say what I want to
say. Hey, what Pac-Man? Y'all got me last time. I had something worse than that. But I gotta keep it PG.
Oh, shit.
Please,
please,
please. I'm proud of you.
We're gonna proud of you, dog.
This time. I'm proud of you, dog. I'm proud of you, bro.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a well whooped ass. You're gonna have a story to tell. ABC might pick up this dude.
Right. Well, I'll keep my mouth closed. I ain't saying shit.
Oh, man, man.
Put your head fall down.
I mean, but
that journey sound good, though.
But back to the topic.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know when you an athlete, man. I mean,
all eyes on me.
Perfect.
You
I ain't doing no dumb ass shit when I got me M's in the bank anyway. I'm sitting on the beach somewhere.
Well, you do that now, so we don't know what you'll do then.
I ain't finna be walking around with no goddamn tequila balls and Hennessy in my goddamn
system. What kind of videos you watching over there? Boy, you
supposed to
be Googling names.
I ain't mixing them two together. Never.
Tequila and vodka?
No, tequila and Hennessy.
Tequila and Hennessy?
Yeah. And then she said she drunk the bottle. He drunk both bottles.
That Richard. Boy was going through some things.
He drunk both bottles. And you that drank both bottles? Boy, you were done.
She was
alcohol poisoning, huh? Boy.
She was with cheating.
I don't know what she was doing.
I don't know what was going on. See, we don't know why, but he was
throwing that ass.
He was walking back to the house.
She was rectangle and a triangle.
Toe up. And he was trying to get in the house.
Hey, but
and
here's
she was
the
like,
question.
You ain't getting in the house.
Hey, but
and
here's
he
the question.
Like, let me in the house.
Hey, but here's
then
the question.
He was like, I'm going to kill myself and all the other type stuff.
Hey, but here's the question. That's his old lady, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what ain't came out yet is for him to be doing all that, and you heard it here first. I'm pretty sure they just either separated and that shit ain't got out yet, or they getting ready to go through motherfucking divorce and that shit ain't got
well,
out.
They ain't saying nothing about no kids.
Because here's
kids
the thing: if you live there,
you got a key.
How you ain't not get in? You got keys, so you could have just walked in the house. So obviously he couldn't have been living
but
there.
But see, that's the point. With him being as gone as he was, he may not have had his keys on him.
Cause he might have them. You know they got them doors.
Really
he got them.
Think
they,
about it. Think
they
about
got
it.
Them. They
this
got them doors with them passwords.
Two bottles of that stuff.
And I mean, I see where you're coming from.
I'm just saying,
but if you
probably
live
know
there,
a grown ass man.
Hey, if you live there,
but I'm just gonna put that out there. I'm a grown ass man.
But this dude gone, man.
I don't give a damn. I just want to come home. In my house, I want to come in the house and go to sleep.
Check this out. We're leaving out a big part of it, too. They said he was in a car accident before.
They said
he could have hit his head.
They said
we don't know. That's why I say that's what I'm saying.
Did they pull him over in the car?
Hey, she probably changed the password on the locks.
What?
You
shut up.
They got them passwords to open the door with the password now.
You shut up.
Nah.
Shut up.
My sister got one on her house. They got password. They ain't got key. They got then open then the door, then the latch open up.
You shut up.
Then you had to get in, they got the fingerprint.
Bruh.
The door pop open.
Bruh. So bruh. If they everybody that, we know electronic locks exist.
Just shut up. If they got that, then why the fuck he just didn't put the code in, bitch, instead of knocking on the fucking door?
He drunk as fuck.
That don't stop your thumbprint from working. I don't care how drunk you is.
So hold up,
your fingerprints don't change.
She probably took the
fingerprints off.
Forget
shit when you drunk.
Huh? Yeah, you
gotta forget shit when we drunk now.
Yeah, you do.
You fucking lie.
You don't.
You fucking lie. The only time I forget shit when I'm drunk is if I pass out. But if I'm drunk and I'm
still, he drunk two bottles.
He know what he was doing. I bet he remember hitting on his wife and shit.
Whoa. He ain't hit nobody.
What the fuck he do?
He outside.
See,
that's the point.
He didn't come in the whole time.
Come on, me, you dumb fuck.
Huh?
He ain't never been inside the house. He
was never in the house.
Then why the fuck he? They call
him exactly. That's what we're talking about. Why was it domestic violence and not disturbing the peace?
Look here.
It's time to go. You go back to your goddamn text messages, you sorry motherfucker.
Hey, Chad. Chad.
They didn't pull him over in no car. So miss me with the DUI shit, mix me with the accident shit. Until you prove that he was driving, I don't want to hear it. That's circumstantial.
Hey.
I mean, the whole thing is circumstantial.
A nigga's in jail with no bond.
Man, the only thing that ain't the only thing that ain't circumstantial is that domestic violence.
Hey, when did this shit happen though?
Hey,
it got reported today, but when did it happen?
Yesterday. Hey, but do me a favor, stop calling niggas nigga.
What? Now, if I would have said to somebody something else, that would be I would have got the plug put on again, but I ain't gonna do it.
I just felt like it's just being on us.
I'll try to tell you, man. What? I'll try to tell you, man. You sound like Kyrie in this motherfucker. Don't call me no nickel. I'm an African American.
Listen, I don't believe
the earth is flat.
I don't believe
Kyrie the mic is off.
He told that to Schroeder.
The Schroeder
don't call me no nigga. I'm an African American.
He did that. But again, it's safe to say that the media, oh Lord, they turn stories how they want to. It's safe to say, you know what I'm talking about.
Black man ain't safe in America.
Whoa, wait a minute.
The hell?
Wait a minute.
They locking niggas up for no reason,
oh,
coach.
Lord. Oh, Lord.
But that's another day in America.
Just this one time.
Oh, Lord.
Another
Please
day.
Just listen to me.
But we
out of time, but we ain't out of words. You feel me, bro?
I just got an email. Y'all had got to go to the principal's office, bitch. With that being said, athletes plus the legal system, oh Lord, raise a whole lot of opinions.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't understand it.
Dumb one,
how you get domestic violence and you ain't whoop nobody? Oh Lord. Oh man. My God.
Don't be paying attention to me.
Deacon Willis said, I said once, I said twice. Don't call the police.
No. Oh Lord. Okay.
Please don't call the police.
I thought you were gonna say something fucked up.
Don't call the police.
This has been another episode, another installment, another week. Shit, I don't even know how many more times how many more ways that I could say what I just said, and you understood it. So with that said, we finna bounce about this thing. I'm JV, we got EJ, we got Chad, we got a dumbass named Sean, and this is More Than Sports.
And we out
this thing.
Chad, we greasy.